Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every single day, customized around a weekly theme. And our theme for this week in today's episode, which is episode 606, our theme is the Meditations of Marcus Aurelius. Now, Marcus Aurelius is a very historical figure. His book became a classic, timeless book that people are still reading and seeking wisdom from. He was a Roman emperor, and he lived during AD 121 through 180. And he wrote this not as a book to be published or dispersed and shared. He wrote this simply as a diary, just reflections on life around him. He wrote it not as a Roman emperor. He wrote it as a common man living in his time. And you'll notice that what I share is truly timeless because it's still very relatable today. And that's what's so beautiful about his book. So what I've been doing is each day I've been reading just a section that kind of stood out for me. You could really take any one of his reflections, what are referred to as meditations in his book, you could take any one of those and really reflect on it. I've just selected a few that kind of had some meaning to me or jumped out at me. So as you get ready to do this meditation, I'll still be guiding you through the meditation technique that I normally share for each day. And this happens to be for a Tuesday's meditation. Every Tuesday I share a breathing technique. So I'm going to read a passage from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, and then I'm going to guide you through a breathing technique. And then, as always, you continue meditating on your own. So after I stop guiding you through the meditation and the music stops, just meditate on your own. Meditate just to the point where you feel like you could still go a little bit longer, always leaving your meditation on a high note. So that's how I'll do this guided meditation. Now, if you'd like to participate in a weekly meditation challenge customized around these themes each week, you can head over to sipandom.com. That's my website. And you can join the private Facebook group that goes along with the podcast. Or what a lot of people do is they go to Sip and Om Facebook. So the public Sip and Om Facebook page, and just send me a message. Just say, hey, please add me to your private group, and I will gladly add you. You can connect with other meditators from around the world there. Well, let's get you guided in this meditation for today. We begin every meditation the same way, where you start to interiorize as you pull away from whatever you are doing in your busy day, and you start to go transition into stillness. So do this by sitting up straight, relaxing your spine, and relax the different areas of your body where you may hold tension. So close your eyes gently and keep them slightly uplifted as they're closed. Soften your face, relax your jaw and your throat, relax your neck and your shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward, whatever feels best for you. Relax your stomach. Feel it soften, let it hang out, making sure not to suck it in, because that cuts you off from the oxygen that circulates within your body and goes to all your cells. Let your stomach hang out. Doesn't that feel so much better? With each inhale, feel it rise upward as it expands. And as you exhale through your nose, feel your stomach contract, sink back downward. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. How do you feel? Check in with yourself as you meditate, being very authentic and real. Just because you're seated meditating doesn't mean that, oh, you have to suddenly feel calm. It's a work in progress, just like every single day of your life. Some days are easier to feel that stillness than others. But here you are showing up for yourself, honoring yourself. Whether you listen to this walking around, whether you're seated, whether you're lying down, it's all good. Wherever you are on your journey is perfect. Notice your breath. We're doing a breathing technique in just a moment. For now, just notice how your breath feels. Feel the cool, refreshing air as you inhale through your nose. Really oxygenate your lungs. Just carry that oxygen to all the cells of your body. As you exhale, feel the hot air and tension leave your body. Just let it ease out of your body. You are doing such a good thing for yourself. You may find yourself wanting to hold the pause a little bit longer between the inhale and the exhale. Spine is straight, jaw, shoulders, stomach relaxed, eyes are gently uplifted. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. This is a breathing technique to start your day. So this is from Marcus Aurelius Meditations. In the morning, when you rise unwillingly, let this thought be present. I am rising to the work of a human being. Why then am I dissatisfied? If I'm going to do the things for which I exist and for which I was brought into the world? Or have I been made for this, to lie under the blankets and keep myself warm? Are you unwilling to do the work of a human being? And do you not make haste to do that which is according to your nature? So the whole point of getting up and starting your day is to fulfill that for which you exist, for the reason you exist, the reason you were brought into this world. So as we do this breathing technique, we're going to do 3 breaths together. Science has shown that when you give yourself 3 long inhales and exhales, you calm your mind and body at the same time, just with 3 deep long breaths. So with this, I'd like you to add an intention to each breath. The first intention to start your day will be, what do you have to do today? Something you need to do. Maybe something you don't really want to do. What is it you need to do today? So you'll inhale that on the first breath and then exhale. On the second breath, you'll think about what you want to do. What is it you want to do today? Maybe it's not possible, but you want to do this. And then on the third breath, you will think of one way that you'll take care of yourself today. So you'll come off your to-do list and do something beautiful for yourself today. Don't think too much about this. Do whatever first comes into your mind. So let's do this now. Sitting up straight, shoulders, jaw, stomach relaxed, eyes closed, and gently uplifted. Do a nice long inhale through your nose, thinking about what you have to do today. Nice and long and slow inhale, bringing your air inward and upward through your nose. Try not to attach any emotion to it. Just think about what you need to get done today. You can hold the pause between the inhale and exhale for as long as feels comfortable. And as you exhale, release any tension associated with what you have to do or need to do today. Release any pent-up energy, self-doubt, worry, fear. Let it go. Now with your next breath, inhale inward and upward. What is it you want to do today? What is something you really want to do today? It may be impossible for you to do it, but if you could do one thing today, you would do this. Hold the pause between the inhale and exhale for as long as you need to. Exhale through your nose, releasing all your tension, letting it go. Finally, inhale. One thing you're going to do for yourself today, to give yourself some self-care, to honor yourself. Just whatever first comes into your mind, inhale, visualizing yourself doing this, giving yourself this gift. Maybe it's your meditation. Hold the pause between the inhale and exhale for as long as you need to. then exhale when it feels right through your nose, releasing any anxiety, letting it go, releasing your breath. Notice how you feel. Notice where you feel this in your body most of all. This is your day. You are made to do what you need to do today. Go out and be all of who you are, because you are so worth slowing down for.